Welcome to High School Basketball, presented by First Federal Credit Union, right here on KGYM. Let's head courtside and join Gina Green with the analysis and with play-by-play. Here's Ryan Schlater.
We're back at Coe College for Rivalry Saturday 2017, the 14th annual event. Here at Coe College, the Quahog Arena, I almost said U.S. Cellular Center, out of habit throughout the years. It's been held at the Cell Center. This time a great opportunity to host it at this new arena at Coe. We've had some great contests throughout and a few rough goes for several teams. Stephen Scott just brought you a few moments ago Marion's triumph over Linmar 61-16. Before that, Springville defeated Panorama 65-53 in overtime. It was West from Iowa City defeating Davenport Assumption 60-48. Bellevue defeats Regina 39-29, the first regular season loss in a couple of years for Regina. Maquoketa Valley downs MFL Marmac 50-37, and it was Garrigan way back in the morning defeating Van Buren 71-53. So next up, Cascade and North Lynn, to be followed by Center Point Urbana and North Scott. The Cascade Cougars and North Lynn Lynx each have won a game on the season. North Lynn down in Alvernette 73-21. A win for Cascade over Northeast 64-21. Both these teams making it to the state basketball tournament. For Cascade, 23-3 a year ago, winning in the first round over Central Decatur, Leon, and then losing to Trainer by a field goal. For North Lynn, losing in the opening round to Western Christian. What we do know is North Lynn had such young players last year, and they're still a pretty young team, but everybody coming back this year for Cascade. Maybe a different look, but the philosophies are still the same. These two former rivals out of the Tri-Rivers Conference, of course, Cascade's been playing some River Valley basketball, but coaches that know each other, they know each other's programs, and they do realize, Gina, that this is November. It doesn't mean the season here. These teams still feeling each other out, and we said in our previous broadcast, playing here at Coe is a great opportunity to take on some good competition and to see where you're at this point in the season. How do you see it?
Well, it's a great opportunity to start that march to Des Moines. Like you said, Ryan, we saw both of them at the state tournament last year. As a matter of fact, I had both of their first round games down at the state tournament, and they've got, you know, they've got their teams back. So it'll be exciting to see how they come out. It looks like, sounds like both teams had a pretty easy win in their first game. This will certainly not be the case in this game. One thing I expect to see is defense. You know, both teams talked about, both coaches mentioned that Cascade, their defense is tough. I know Coach Brian Wheatley at North Lynn said that's the thing that they're really looking at. And, of course, North Lynn has got the sharpshooters and the Flanagan sisters that can just shoot from that three-point arc. Watching them warm up down here, and they're hitting them pretty strong. So it'll be interesting to see how Cascade can face up and guard that three-point line.
Yep, good guard court. You got Ashley Tull in the middle for North Lynn. It's 5'11", a senior. And for Cascade, that patented zone defense that they play, they might be able to mix it up throughout, have a couple of different wrinkles as well. But they have a very tough schedule with some squads coming in. And as Coach Mike Sconza, who's been at the helm for over a decade, says, you know, you just got to find a way to adjust, and you've got to defend this team and play hard. So maybe a team for Cascade that's not as big might play a little bit different than some folks are used to. And he knows that they got a few wrinkles that they have to iron out. But at the same time, they've had some tradition at Cascade, and they have some expectations of playing hard, which is why we think this should be a good contest.
Yeah.
And Coach Wheatley said it right. We know the rankings there. We know the expectations are high. But now that we've gone to the state tournament a couple of times, there's nothing we can do about that except go out, play ball, have some fun.
Play hard every game. Do your best. Leave it all out on the court. And just keep learning. And as we keep saying during these games, especially today, you know, playing tough games and is good competition. It's going to raise your level of play.
All right, so we're ready for, let's see, 7th game from the Rivalry Saturday and our 5th game on our broadcast schedule here on the North Gym 107.5 and 106.3 FM, the South Gym. High school basketball presented by First Federal Credit Union. So Northland and Cascade. Coming up in just a few moments, we'll take a quick timeout. When we return, we'll give you the starting lineup from the start of Cascade and Northland. This is girls high school basketball on KGYM.
Between work, soccer practice, and everything else, I don't have time to keep track of the number of times I use my debit card, go to a certain ATM, or how many bills I pay online each month. I'm a good customer. How about a good reward?
First Federal Credit Union has a checking solution for your busy lifestyle. It's no strings checking. You earn 5% APY on your first $500 balance. No other conditions. No monthly fee, no minimum balance, no strings. You deserve a credit union that puts you first. Learn more at firstfedcu.com. Member NCUA.
So the Northland Lynx in their burgundy visiting uniforms, taking on the Cascade Cougars in their home whites with the royal blue numbers with a little gold on the trim. Take a look at the starting lineups. And Mike Sconzes, in his 14th year, will start Nicole McDermott, a 5'5 sophomore. It'll be Annie Ryan, a 5'7 senior. Averaging 11 a year ago, Ryan averaging 6. Jordan Simon, she is a 5'10 sophomore. Rachel Trom gets a start tonight. She's a 5'10 junior. And Abby Rugeberg, a 5'11 senior, who averaged 11. Rugeberg, Trom, Simon, Annie Ryan, and Nicole McDermott. Assisted by Ernie Ballamar, this is his 10th year. And Altair is 8th year. He's got a 7th year Cascade, so a lot of coaches continuing onward for the Cougars. For North Lynn, as the direction of Brian Wheatley. It'd be Grace Flanagan, a 5'8 sophomore, averaging 13.2 a year ago. Abby Flanagan, 5'10 sophomore, who averaged 10. Anna LeGrand, a 5'9 senior with a 7-point average. Ashley Toe in the middle, 5'11 senior at 15 points a ball game a year ago. And Emma Ware, a 6'0 senior at 4.7. Brian Wheatley in his 14th year, overall record 235-76. He's brought a team to state 3 times. Assisted by Kevin Getkin, Bob Mudd for the team in burgundy and white. We mentioned Coach Wheatley's record of 235-76. Mike Sconza, 256-62. Conceded Jerry Rowling was assistant with Coach Rowling a few times, had even sub in the regional final. In fact, years ago, I covered one of my first state tournament girls teams working for Cascade. Let's see, they defeated Edco, and I think the score was 39-20 back at state. So I tell you what, the defensive tradition has been several years for the Cougars.
Well, I know, Ryan, we've done several of Northland's game, both as commentators, so I kind of know what to expect from their team, but I've only seen Cascade as a public address announcer, and I watch the game completely differently when I'm a public address announcer, so I haven't seen Cascade to watch them play as a commentator, so I'm anxious to see them.
I'm already looking at Coach Gonza right now, very vocal with his team. He's pointing at the basket a lot. He's making eye contact with every player and getting them fired up. Grant Wheatley has returned to the bench.
Note to the Northland fans, the coaches for Northland are wearing these very nice Northland Lynx ties. They look very, very stylish in those new ties. First thing I noticed when I saw Coach Wheatley.
And here we get ready for the jump from center. And tip is up, and it is going to be controlled by the Cascade, moving left to right in front of us to get this one moving along. Now we're going to foul the right side, Annie Ryan. Got the ball tipped away, and here is McDermott getting set to throw this one in bounds. We got a whistle only a few seconds into the ball game under the middle. And to the free throw line will come out Annie Ryan. We will see Grace Flanagan committing the foul. First free throw is up. It will not fall. Next one up and good.
Cascade in that 2-3 zone, starting high. They're extended out well beyond the three-point arc.
So for the Red, Flanagan, long-range three, it's in there. Strong start for the Lynx. What we expect, which is some shooting from outside the arc. See how they can get that rolling along. Here's McDermott floating around to Regaberg. They skip the pass over. The Lynx getting a hand on it. Scramble for the basketball. Down on the ground is Flanagan. Shovels it up ahead. Driving down the left of the lane is Abby Flanagan. And the Cascade Cougar is able to get some hands on there. Annie Ryan trying to dribble out of traffic. She brings it up into the front court. Along for Nicole McDermott. McDermott between the rings. Goes out Jordan Simon. Simon back to McDermott. Dribbles into the lane. Left side of the lane. Then she kicks it out. Regaberg. She'll pull up. For jumper from 16. It's too long. Emma Ware with a rebound for the Lynx. And we come back the other way. Right to our left for the team in the dark burgundy uniforms. The North Lynn Lynx. Flanagan between the rings goes to LeGrand. She tries to float it out left side. Grace Flanagan. The ball gets away. Good hustle by the Cascade Cougars defensively.
Alternate possession. It's going to stay with the Lynx.
LeGrand with the toss inbounds. And here's Grace Flanagan against the 2-3 zone. Abby Flanagan for three. That's an air ball. Too long. But right there for the rebound, LeGrand. The tip, not good. Scramble for it. Toe was trying to get it. As for the Cascade Cougars and Rachel Crum. And they're going to call. Jump ball from their possession off to Cascade. 3-1. Nearly 2 minutes gone in this opening quarter. Jumper right side for Cascade, for Ryan, not good. Rebound to Toe. In the other direction will come the Lynx. Up on top, Grace Flanagan decides against a three-pointer or the 15-footer. Floats it around to the right side, Abby Flanagan. And then left side, Anna LeGrand. She'll take it for three, no good. Toe will be called for over the back end. She knew it. So she got caught.
Ashley Toll, we've seen her play very tough down on the inside block several years. She's not afraid to hit the floor.
Now, right now, what are the players?
It's like Riggerberg. She's holding her shoulder.
Yeah, Abby Riggerberg, they're going to take a look and see what's up. Like Abby Welter will come into the ball game for Cascade and replace her. She is a 5'8 sophomore. She tried to send it into the corner, actually, for Welter, and it gets tapped away by the Lynx underneath the basket, LeGrand, the senior. Up at the top of the circle, this is Jordan Simon. Simon to the right side, Ryan. Ryan will take the jumper. Nope. Rebound fought forward. Trump tried to get it. That she does. Back into the hands of Welter. Cascade trying to start it up again. Driving down the middle of the lane. It's Trump. Deflected away. Here's a drive. Nicole McDermott just right of the basket, able to put that one up and in.
Yeah, two second chance opportunities there, and they did convert on that. So second chance points. Lynx are going to need to box them out.
Grace Flanagan, Ashley Tull. Now left side. Abby Flanagan. Grace Flanagan, let loose by LeGrand for three. No good. Tap back into the hands of Abby Flanagan. Now Grace Flanagan has it. Underneath, Tull. She's got it. Spins off the rim, and it drops.
Strong move by Tull. She did a drop step to the inside and just powered it right in.
5-3 in favor of North Lynn. 4:38 to go. First quarter. Drawing down the right baseline. Ryan up and good.
Yeah, Annie Ryan not afraid to go in against the bigs. She's got Weir and Toll down there, several inches on her, and she's not a bit afraid to go in there.
Double team there on Abby Flanagan. Ran into trouble, but they got it down to Toll, and she's able to put it up quickly and in.
Good patience by Ashley Toll. She let the defender fly over the top of her.
7-5 Northland, 4:06 to go first quarter. Skip pass from Jordan Simon. Comes out to Annie Ryan. Out front McDermott. Scramble for the basketball. The Lynx get the steal. Toll down the court. Driving down right side. Abby Flanagan blocked away. By Rachel Trump.
Good defense by Trom. She may have, Flanagan had a step on her, but she just reached with her arm and was able to create enough confusion, I guess, or concern with Flanagan that she just missed that shot.
Sydney Burke, a 5'7 sophomore, is into the game. She handled the pass on the near side as they go to Abby Flanagan. Sankreese Flanagan tries it from the outside. No good. And Sydney Burke snuck from behind. Was McDermott able to get the steal? They move it down the court.
Gonna call
and a
that
foul
one.
From behind.
Yeah, I think that was on Grace Flanagan. She was kind of shoulder bumping her all the way down the court.
Zoe Ryan's a 5'7 senior who's in the ball game. Skylar Dolphin, a 5'4 sophomore. Pass out Welter. Welter gets some help from McDermott. McDermott just set it up out of the far side. Zoe Ryan. Here's McDermott between the two circles near the Cohawk emblem that we have here at the Cohawk Arena. Bounce pass, Dolphin. Dolphin, right side dribble, Trom, and she travels just right at the foul line, and the turnover gives it back to the Lynx. They lead by two.
Yeah, she just started a little before she got her dribble down. Just a little bit of a quick step. And one thing of note, we do have three fouls already on the Lynx. No fouls yet on Cascade.
LeGrand at the top, looked at Kylie Kurt, instead passes back to Grace Flanagan. Here's his long range jumper up for Kurt, not this time. Hustling for it, and saving it is Sydney Burke. Nice play for Burke. Abby Flanagan, it's short. Rebound to the Cougars. Up ahead under the dribble, Ruggenberg. Down to the right side, a foul. Well, it looks as though Abby didn't really care for the foul call, but that was just great hustle that time for the Cascade Cougars that you have to credit Annie Ryan. So, yeah, get it back to Abby Ruggenberg. She hurt her shoulder. She went and sat behind the bench a little bit. She's back into the ballgame.
Rub a little. Missed. Yeah, I was going to say rub a little icy hot on that and get back in. So, hey, I'm going to date myself here, Ryan. We used to have cream-a-jizic on the sidelines. You remember that? Remember that orange cream-a-jizic stuff? That was nasty.
I do remember that from high school. Free throws up, and it's in there for Annie Ryan.
Full court pressure here from the Cougars.
A little tip at half court, but the Lynx maintain control with Abby Flanagan. Now moving along is Anna LeGrand with Cascade's defense really pesky, but not able to defend the three as it goes up and in for Grace. 10-6 Lynx, 2:21 for the first quarter. Skylar Dolphin at the top. Danny Ryan, back it goes Dolphin. Skip the pass over right side. Jordan Simon drives, 12-footer in the air. Tapped away, no good on the shot, but the Cougars maintain possession. A trap in the corner. Looked like Dolphin tried to carry him off some Lynx players, but it maintains in the court of play. And now a jump ball is called. And possession arrow points in favor of the team in the home uniforms. That's Cascade here tonight.
I'm trying to figure out the defense that I'm seeing. It looks like a 1-3-1 that Northland is playing here.
Yep. Chris, you say that right when they bring it out top, but they could switch it at any moment. Jumper for three for Ryan. It's good. That's Annie Ryan. Her first three. 10-9. Cascade pulls within a point. Bonico's Grace Flanagan. To Abby Flanagan, back to Grace, she'll have it at the point. 1:34 to play first quarter. Kylie Kurt with the basketball. Kurt goes off far side. Abby Flanagan for three. Yeah. Advantage four, North Lynn. Now for Cascade, here's McDermott. Draws the defense in a little bit as she floats it over to Ryan. Still out on the perimeter. McDermott gets a pass from Annie Ryan. Into the corner, long range three. Up for Ruggeberg, it's not good. Rebound for the Lynx. Grace Flanagan wants to run with it. McDermott tried to cut her off with the pass. Call for the foul.
Good recognition by Grace Flanagan to go ahead and take it to her. She had a step on her.
Now for Cascade, we're going to see Robin Takis come in, a 5-7. Oh, let's see here. Yep, I think she's going to check in. She'll come in for Annie Ryan. Grace Flanagan, here's McDermott, and I think she fouled Tull.
Yeah, she had her on the arm. They were kind of locked up on the arms there, and she knew as soon as the whistle blew that they caught her. That's going to be two in a row on her.
And Dolphin's going to replace her. And that two quick fouls will send it to the fives. Inbounds, Grace Flanagan. This one is short. Tull gets the rebound, stripped out of her hands, and she saves it inbounds, and she saves it to a teammate. That's Grace Flanagan, who dribbles it left-handed out to the top of the key. As she stumbles, she got it to Hannah Bridgewater. She's a 5'6 sophomore that's checked into the game. Tull up to the foul line. Outside the arc goes Kurt. Kurt, interior pass, deflected away, out of bounds. Still Lynx basketball.
Ashley Tull kind of nursing her right hip there. She is... Well, she fell on it. I didn't see what happened there, but she kind of...
Grace Flanagan got it to Bridgewater. Defending her is Dolphin. And Dolphin seemed to distract her enough that the violation of traveling is called.
I think she drug her pivot foot there, Ryan. Yeah.
13-9 in favor of the Lynx. 26.6 remaining first quarter.
Full court pressure here by the Lynx.
Dolphin. And Annie Ryan brings it across. Through a double team. And stepping in front of the passing lane, Hannah Bridgewater to draw a jump ball. Able to get a hand on it there.
Also credit Ashley Tall and Abby Flanagan. They had the trap going on in the corner there. And that's what helped force that errant pass as well.
Abby Flanagan to the foul line, Tull. As she has a little hop there to Anna LeGrand. Back to Abby Flanagan. Missed the shot, and that's it. Time is winding down. Looking for that good shot. First quarter ends with North Lynn leading Cascade 13-9. This is girls high school basketball on KGYM.
Is Iowa spicy or mild? A question that has begged an answer since there was an Iowa. Popeye's Louisiana Kitchen restaurants are giving you a chance to weigh in on the great Iowa chicken debate. Visit your local Eastern Iowa Popeye's polling station. Vote for mild or spicy and get registered to win great spicy or mild prizes. This fall, take a break from politics and cast a ballot for yummy at Popeye's. Popeye's Louisiana Kitchen, where down-home yummy lives. Across from Coral Ridge Mall and in CR on Blair's Ferry and Edgewood.
If you're not a fan of change, well, that makes you pretty much like everybody else. But stuff's gonna happen. New car, new house, new baby. Maybe a new driver in the family. You have enough on your plate, so let your person take care of the insurance part. Just call or email. Let them know what's new and what's up, and they'll handle it. Nice. At Skogman Carlson Insurance, you have a person. Get to know yours at youhaveaperson.com. Supported by Integrity Insurance.
That's funny. Ryan Schlater, Gina Rogers, second quarter coming up here with a 13-9 lead for North Lynn thus far. As we take a look at how things are going so far, and North Lynn 5 of 16 and 3 of 10. is Cascades shooting. Skylar Dolphin passes it out to Jordan Simon. Back down low. The inside, and that one's good. It'll get the shot into Ruggeberg, I should say, for her first two. Well, they call the travel.
Drop step.
I was kind of distracted. Coach Sconza was hollering instructions to his team, and in the meantime, no traveling violation called.
2-2-1 press that the Lynx have got on here.
And for Cascade, breaking that press and goes into the corner. Onto the right wing, it goes Annie Ryan. Ryan has stepped just inside the arc to the right side. Out between the two circles, Skylar Dolphin. Ruggeberg will take a three off the rim, no good. But for the putback, it's Annie Ryan, missed it. Basketball still in the hands of Cascade. As you can see, Trum trying to come down with it in the lane area, not able to get a shot off. Boy, nice move that time for the Lynx. And Grace Flanagan takes it all the way in. Mostly we see her do damage offensively from the outside. That way she's able to work her way on the interior. With that, it's 15-11 with 6:28. Dolphin for three, left corner. Nope, rebound to Flanagan, and that is Grace Flanagan. Yep, you got to use the full names here, folks, with all the Flanagans getting lots of touches. I might just resort to saying Grace.
Or Abby.
And Abby. Anna LeGrand. This time it is Grace for three. Got it. Grace got 11 points. It's a 7-point lead for the North Lynn Lynx. There you go from the right side. And too long from Simon to the outside. A rebound North Lynn. Across the timeline, they move it. It's Grace Flanagan. Flanagan to Tull. Tull in the free throw circle. To a teammate, she goes to LeGrand. Tull back with it. Grace Flanagan, 50-foot jumper, left corner. It's no good. Rebound to Cascade. River gets it. And a foul called on Abby Flanagan, who tangled up Rachel Trump.
In the backcourt.
There's been a few too many fouls, I think, on situations that you just needed to back off and make better decisions.
I agree, especially, you know, in those situations where you've missed the basket and it's been successfully rebounded by the other team, and then you just go in and stick a hand in there after they've already got full possession. In my mind, either get back in your zone or get back on defense. Don't get that grab foul right there. It's not worth it. The other comment I've got to make here, Ryan, is I certainly appreciate it when we get official stats, because I look at my unofficial stats and see that I have a hard time talking and keeping stats at the same time. They do not match. A few of them do, but the majority
of the days of broadcasting,
don't.
Right?
It's hard to do.
North Lynn State 4 times, Cascade 5 times. And certainly another visit to Des Moines is something of interest to both these teams. Welters in the game, drives it left side, got tangled up, and the ball gets swatted out of bounds as part of her drive, and they maintain possession. With 5:13 in the second, 7-point the lead for North Lynn. Nobody defending the inbound play. And it was Tull that got a hand on it, but Cascade's able to get it back. Here's a quick shot up, good. That's Annie Ryan. And Ryan with her 8th point. A three and a couple of 2-point goals. And a double dribble, North Lynn. Now for the Lynx, it doesn't look like Sydney Burke quite agreed with the call.
Yeah, she was trying to make a jump stop underneath the basket, and I think she may have actually gotten that second hand on the ball.
5-point differential. Welter, high skip pass goes Zoe Ryan. Zoe Ryan's going to pass it to McDermott. McDermott, Zoe Ryan's got it now. brings it back out toward in the wing area. She gets hit off by Abby Flanagan. McDermott, the foul line, launches from there and hits it. Abby Flanagan the other way, all the way to the baseline. Puts it up awkwardly, but able to draw the foul. Actually hit the side of the backboard. She got in a little bit too far, but she got crowded a bit.
Yeah, she was a little deep. She was down on the baseline, and she was under, just trying to angle back, and Ruggerberger just couldn't move over in time.
McDermott a couple of fouls. Abby Ruggerberg with a foul. As there's three team fouls on Cascade, five for Northland, incidentally. 18-15, Northland, 4:22, second quarter. And Abby Flanagan with some free throws made. At least one, I should say. She's got 4 points. McDermott out, Zoe Ryan. Zoe Ryan, she's getting chased by the Flanagan crew. On top, Annie Ryan. Trickles away, stolen to Flanagan. Goes down to Tull. She got fouled. Well, the trailer was Rachel Trump for Cascade, and trailing the North Lynn offense, who was down court in a hurry. And that was foul was made just to save the basket.
Well, and that was worth it because Ashley Tull missed the first one.
Averaged 15 points a year ago, the 5'11 senior. Free throw, not good, but basketball comes back to North Lynn. Abby Flanagan chases it down, dribbles out of the corner to Kurt, back to Flanagan, inside, Toll, and that's two. 21-15 with 3 minutes and 42 seconds to play, second quarter. Zoe Ryan in the corner, the high pass to Annie Ryan, stolen. It's North Lynn that's got it. Grace Flanagan runs into traffic, hands it off to her teammate Burke, and up the floor comes Grace Flanagan. Flanagan at the 3:24 mark. Long range shot up, and that is no good. The putback up and in. Ashley Tull. And with that, the eighth point for Ashley Tull, and a 23-point, 15 is the lead. Timing goes to the inside, stolen, Tull. North Lynn wanted to run with it. Taken right back. Here's Ryan for Cascade. All the way for the basket, it's in.
So on those two steals, for North Lynn, it was the long reach of Ashley Tull that got the first steal. The second one, it was the quick speed of Annie Ryan that got it back.
Ball knocked out. Last touch by North Lynn. Now we have a timeout, and it looks like a full timeout. We will step aside. Northland 23, Cascade 17. 2:40 to play, second quarter. This is girls high school basketball at KGYM.
Bob Bobbergear likes to act like he's just a regular guy, just like you and me. But who is the real Bob Bobbergear? Bob Bobbergear doesn't want you to know that when he breaks his iPhone, he throws it in the garbage and buys a new one. Throws it out and buys a new one. Ever heard of Digital Dock, Bob Bobbergear? Digital Dock buys repairable devices and sells them for a fraction of the cost of a new device. So who is the real Bob Bobbergear? Iowa can't afford to find out.
Paid for by the friends of Digital Dock, Cedar Rapids, Iowa.
The cozy warmth after coming in from a chilly, pink-cheeked morning walk. The perfect man cave temperature to kick back and watch the big game. When the weather turns cold, a new Rheem heating system will surround your family in total comfort. Are you feeling it? Rheem, the new degree of comfort.
Feel the warmth this winter with a new home heating system installed by the local pros at Lynn's Heating and Air Conditioning. Call Lynn's today at 319-362-6435 or visit linsheatingandair.com.
Two minutes, 40 seconds to play, second quarter. North Lynn, 23, Cascade, 17. North Lynn takes a timeout. However, you can kind of feel some momentum kind of leaning in their direction, but Brian Wheatley feeling best to take a timeout right here. So for Cascade, Nicole McDermott goes out to Annie Ryan. It's for three. Three. So Northland takes a timeout. Cascade answers and said, we'll do this. And they get within a field goal, or at least a three-point goal. Grace Flanagan, inside toe, got tangled up. Jump ball, good play, Annie Ryan. And Nicole McDermott in there as well.
Yeah, Tull a little frustrated with herself. She did the cardinal rule of post players. She broke the cardinal rule. She brought it down to her waistline. Post players, you know you want to keep that ball above your shoulders where the smaller girls can't get a hold on it.
Kylie Kurt, she triggers in. Grace Flanagan into the left corner for Hannah Bridgewater. Got knocked away by McDermott. Bridgewater gets it back over to Grace Flanagan. She has it top of the key along for Kurt, who brings it back toward the center of the court. Through the double team within this 2-3 zone. Here is Bridgewater. She's still working on top. Grace Flanagan into the corner. That's Kurt. She gets hung up underneath the basket to Kurt. Baseline. Good defense there by Nicole McDermott at the 142 mark to the inside. Driving her way in as Anna LeGrand got tangled up. It's stolen away. Abby Welter, up ahead they come. 2-on-2. The ball is thrown away out of bounds. It'll go back to the Lynx.
So good work by the Cougars on the defensive end. Just need to make sure that they control that momentum and take care of the ball when they're bringing it down on offense.
23-20. Oh, the ball got kind of loose there toward the mid-court line. That was able to get it back. Coming out to the near sideline. It's Kylie Kurt. Kurt's got it. Ball tapped. You heard the big slap, and that was Jordan Simon getting a hand on it and the steal. The other way she goes. She lays it up and good. Hannah Bridgewater trailed the play and got into her.
Simon jumping in with the steal and taking it all the way down is an opportunity to make this a three-point play.
Coach Ridley talking to the official. I don't think he thought that Bridgewater drew that kind of contact. But you're not going to see a complaint from Cascade at this point. They have a chance to tie it. And not with that free throw. It was well short. Then a tangle underneath the basket. Now the official is having a conversation.
Very vocal Northland fans on sitting on the same side of the gymnasium as we are.
Well, it was an air ball, and then it started to go toward the baseline.
One official is indicating it was tipped. Yeah, he's saying it was tipped off, and it went off a Northland player's fingertips.
Now, scientifically, how can the trajectory of the ball actually still land? That's odd.
Let's go to the replay, Ryan.
I'd like to. Just once. Well, it's still Cascade ball if you take a look at it from that perspective. And Cascade had his chance now to take the lead. McDermott for the lead. She fires up the three. It's not good. Fight for the basketball. They'll call the foul. Looks like it'll be on Simon, who went straight up for it, but the ankle just wasn't there. Seemed to lean in a little bit on, I believe, Tull.
So now we've got the Cougars in a 2-1-2 full court press.
And they break it. Tull stopped and hopped in the traveling violation, so those last minutes not looking terribly pretty right now.
Yeah, some mistakes that, middle mistakes that they can clean up, just staying under control.
A few substitutions here. Hannah Bridgewater will come in for Abby Flanagan. So it'll be Flanagan, Kurt, Grace Flanagan, Tull and Bridgewater for Cascade. With it is Abby Ruggeberg. She'll take a long ranger. It is short. Ball is loose. It's Bridgewater. McDermott went for the steal, still loose on the ground. Bodies all over the joint, and they are calling the travel on the Lynx, Bridgewater. Well, I'm not quite sure Bridgewater had possession, but if they're going to call the travel, that's what they must have.
They must have seen it as she did have possession.
Yeah. Ruggeberg from the free throw line area, no. Rebound this time goes to Northland with 14 seconds. They're up by a point. Hannah Bridgewater goes parallel with the half-court line. Then she brings it up into the floor. Grace Flanagan. Off it goes to LeGrand. Inside Kurt with 3 seconds. Short. Got her own rebound. Up with it. And fouled. Fouled with under a second left.
Well, it was good defense by Abby Ruggleberg. She was standing there. She was being a wall. Then I think she just kind of got her with that. You come down with that hand, and they're going to call you for the foul every time.
It's Ashley Tull going to the free throw line with a chance to increase the lead. Oh, now it's everybody talking
about. Yeah, we got a discussion. Two players for Northland waiting to check in. Two-shot foul.
5'11 senior Tull. The free throw is no good. Tull having her struggles from the foul line.
And as it's... You know how I feel about free throws. They're very important, especially as a post player, because that's one of your jobs, is to draw contact and step up there and make the basket. So... Tull want to get that situation corrected.
Second one no good is... I am aware, and Sydney Burke were able to eventually check in, but a moot point here. We talked about competitive games at the Cell Center that we've certainly had in our broadcast, and right now we got one with Northland and Cascade. Northland leading at 23-22, so a low-scoring game, which oftentimes you would say plays into the hands of a defensive-minded Cascade team, but we'll get a chance to talk more about it here at halftime with Gina, get her thoughts on it and go over some of the numbers here thus far. So it's Northland 23, Cascade 22. This is Girls High School Basketball, KGYM.
Getting stuck outside your garage isn't good.
I'm freezing. You really don't have the house key?
I figured we'd go in through the garage.
Getting stuck inside isn't so great either.
I've got to get to work. My meeting starts in 10 minutes.
Let me see if I can open it.
Get a garage door tune-up at Rainer Door of Cedar Rapids now, before you get stuck in the cold. For a limited time, call Rainer Door and ask about their fall tune-up special. Call Rainer Door at 365-7894.
There are so many choices for a home loan. Options are crucial when it comes to a first-time home purchase, mortgage refinancing, or bill consolidation loan. Hi, I'm Dan Hillers with First Federal Credit Union. Being able to select the absolute best loan for your situation can literally save you thousands of dollars over the life of the loan. Whether you're a first-time homebuyer or an experienced homeowner, I promise to work to find the solution that is right for you. Learn more at firstfedcu.com. Member NCUA and Equal Housing Lender.
Is Iowa spicy or mild? A question that has begged an answer since there was an Iowa. Popeye's Louisiana Kitchen restaurants are giving you a chance to weigh in on the great Iowa chicken debate. Visit your local Eastern Iowa Popeye's polling station. Vote for mild or spicy and get registered to win great spicy or mild prizes. This fall, take a break from politics and cast a ballot for yummy at Popeye's. Popeye's Louisiana Kitchen, where down home yummy lives. Across from Coral Ridge Mall and in CR on Blairs Ferry and Edgewood.
Malpractice is a medical term, right? Actually, it's not. It's a plumber's word, a daycare in your home word. It means whatever you do for a living, if it goes wrong for somebody else, it can cost you big dollars. Luckily, professional liability insurance can save your bacon. And at Skogman Carlson Insurance, you have a person who will make it simple to get. Meet yours at youhaveaperson.com. Skogman Carlson Insurance, supported by Integrity Insurance.
The boys' basketball campaign begins with a pair of basketball heavyweights colliding this Monday night. Hi, this is Scott Unash. Join Phil Dunneby Monday at 7:30 on 1600 AM as the Kennedy Cougars host Dubuque Waller. This is a non-conference battle to start the season between teams with big-time pedigrees and looking once again for big things this season. That's boys' basketball presented by First Federal Credit Union, Dubuque Waller and Kennedy. Monday night at 7:30 on 1600 AM, the main gym, KGYN.
Back at Coe College, here at the Cohawk Arena Rivalry Saturday, and of this ball game, top ranked 2A Northland leading Cascade 23-22. Northland led at the end of the first quarter 13-9. Northland started to jump out at about a 5-point lead. Cascade came roaring back, and next thing you know, Cascade is right there. Unofficial point scoring for Cascade, it's Annie Ryan with 14 points, including a couple of 3-point baskets. And 4 points for Nicole McDermott, 2 for Jordan Simon, and 2 for Abby Ruggenberg at this point of the game. Rachel Crum has seen some action, no points as of yet. Robin Takis, Abby Welter, not scored as of yet. Zoe Ryan, Skylar Dolphin, also seeing some time. As for North Lynn, it is Grace Flanagan, 11 points, including 3 3-point baskets. It's 8 points for Ashley Tull and 4 for Abby Flanagan. Tull's all coming in the way of 2-point goals. Abby's got a 3-pointer to her credit as well. Check that. Abby's got 5 points. Unofficially, of course, we'll give you some unofficial statistics here. A little bit later on, Hannah Bridgewater's also seen some time. No points for her yet. Kylie Curtin, Sydney Burke, Anna LeGrand, Emma Ware, no points as of yet. So Northland clinging to that lead over Cascade. And you know, last year you had a team with Northland that was averaging 60 points per ball game, and a Cascade team that usually scored around 50 points. And that's usually par for the course of what we're expecting the point totals to be this year. So you got to be, I think, relatively impressed and favored toward Cascade right now. I think they're playing the kind of game that they like.
Yeah, actually, you know, we expected defense. We talked to both coaches before the game, and that's exactly what we're seeing. Just from an unofficial statistic standpoint that I see is I have North Lynn of one of six for free throws. And so that's a big stat that jumps out at me. And also, I've got them leading in the rebounding score. And actually, they just brought us our official stats.
So 9 of 25, 36% for North Lynn, 4 of 13 from outside the arc, 1 of 6 on free throws. Cascade, 9 of 25 for 36% as well. 2 of 10, 3-point goals and free throws, 2 of 5. Rebounds, 21 to 14. North Lynn is leading that statistics. Turnovers, 10 for North Lynn, 8 for Cascade. Steals, 6 for North Lynn, 3 for Cascade. Points in the paint, pretty even. Cascade with 12, North Lynn 10. Points off turnovers, 9 for Cascade. North Lynn with 4. Second chance points, Cascade with 8. North Lynn with 6. And fast break, Cascade 4. And North Lynn with 2. So, yeah, evenly matched. I don't know if anything else kind of stands out for you at this point, except shooting you hope would maybe improve a little bit in some of these. And a few of these shots, especially for North Lynn, just haven't gone down. And same for Cascade. Cascade's not known for their three-point shooting as much as North Lynn, but at the same time, holding their own. We'll see how the second half stacks up.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of what adjustments I would make. I mean, certainly we saw the Cascade Cougars make an adjustment there on Grace. Grace Flanagan, she was started to light up the threes, and they kind of caught on to that, so they shut that down. And right now, Annie Ryan, you know, leading the scoring considerably for Cascade, so Northland needs to key on her. But she's so quick, you know, a lot of her points have come off turnovers, so just going to be taking care of the ball. Cascade, just keep the pressure on, and you just defend that three-point line.
Yeah, and it just doesn't appear that, you know, fouls are an issue either. 2 for Grace and Abby for Northland, and Ashley Tull has one, and Hannah Bridgewater with a foul, and Nicole McDermott, 2 personal fouls. She got those back-to-back. Jordan Simon, Rachel Trum, Abby Ruggenberg, Abby Welton fouls. So, yeah, just play the second half and
exactly
see what's going on. Which, you know, it's interesting, though. Cascade, they're still in the locker room. Northland came right on out. So maybe there's a few tightening up the Cascade wants to do. Maybe we'll see something a little bit different from them.
Yeah, make some adjustments and see. I know both teams like to, you know, stay in that 2-3 zone if possible, or Cascade, though, Northland, the 1-3-1. I mean, they're both effective. So I'm not sure. You know, of course, I'm not. I'll be the first to admit I've never been the best game situation coach. So I'm not really sure what their what adjustments they might make in the locker room. The other is just get out there and play the game. This is one of the most competitive games we've seen today. We're fortunate to have had the competitive one. So sit back and enjoy the ride. We'll see how the second half goes here.
Once again, giving you those scoring updates for the finals that we had here from the rivalry Saturday from Coe College today. The first game took place, started at 9:15. It was Algona Garrigan defeating Van Buren 71-53. Maquoketa Valley down MFL Marmac 50-37. Bellevue over Iowa City Regina 39-29. Iowa City West 60. Davenport Assumption 48. In overtime, Springville down Panorama 65-53. It was Marion all over Linmar 61-16. And here at halftime, it is Northland leading Cascade 23-22. Following this game, we'll have the final game from Coe here today. Center Point Urbana and North Scott Unash and Steve Dozier will have the call of that one. We'll take a 1 minute timeout to bring you the second half. This is girls high school basketball at KGYM.
Between work, soccer practice, and everything else, I don't have time to keep track of the number of times I use my debit card, go to a certain ATM, or how many bills I pay online each month. I'm a good customer. How about a good reward?
First Federal Credit Union has a checking solution for your busy lifestyle. It's no strings checking. You earn 5% APY on your first $500 balance. No other conditions. No monthly fee, no minimum balance, no strings. You deserve a credit union that puts you first. Learn more at firstfedcu.com. Member NCUA.
Is Iowa spicy or mild? A question that has begged an answer since there was an Iowa. Popeye's Louisiana Kitchen restaurants are giving you a chance to weigh in on the great Iowa chicken debate. Visit your local Eastern Iowa Popeye's polling station. Vote for mild or spicy and get registered to win great spicy or mild prizes. This fall, take a break from politics and cast a ballot for yummy at Popeye's. Popeye's Louisiana Kitchen, where down home yummy lives. Across from Coral Ridge Mall and in CR on Blair's Ferry and Edgewood.
Brian Schlater, Gina Rogers, glad you could be with us on the North and South Gym, KGYM High School Basketball, presented by First Federal Credit Union. Well, Cascade had zero time for warm-ups, so they spent a lot of time in that locker room. And we'll see if we can notice any changes. Well, a steal. Tull comes the other way. It's good. No, that's not exactly what Mike Sconza wanted his team to come out within the second half. With that, it's a three-point advantage. McDermott receives a pass from Annie Ryan. Getting tangled up. Strum. That she is.
So that's going to be two possessions for Cascade and two turnovers, and that is exactly not the way the Cougars wanted to start the third quarter.
Yeah, Flanagan got a hand in there and essentially just tried to take the ball away. So now it's Northland basketball following that jump ball. Abby Flanagan runs the point. LeGrand skip past Grace Flanagan, hops to her left side. Then she goes down over toward the baseline area. Along for Abby Flanagan down low. They shot up good for Ashley Tull. Two quick points, Tull. 27-22. Strong start for Northland. Against that 1-3-1 defense, Cascade. Up on top, Annie Ryan. Quick pass goes into the corner. Abby Ruggenberg. It's good. Three-point basket, Cascade. Right there. Dry spell. Start this second half. And the whistle. And foul called offensive on Northland.
It's on Abby Ryan. I think what she did, she just barely lowered her shoulder. The official was right there and called that instantly. She just a slight dropping of the shoulder and went in.
Third foul, tapped out of bounds. It will be Annie Ryan to throw it in bounds on the sideline, opposite of the benches here from Cohawk Arena on Coe campus. New facility built and looks terrific. So during the basketball and other sports that are held here in the gym, this is going to be a great place to see some good D3 hoops, that's for sure. Shot thrown up and not good. Called a foul on the Lynx, I believe. Called on Emma Ware.
It's just her first foul.
Inbounds Trump. So here's Cascade. They're shooting to the basket to our left. McDermott Tries to wheel her way in. Tries to get around. Ware put up the shot. Off the mark to the right. Rebound to the Lynx. The ball is picked up by Anna LeGrand, and we take it up to Grace Flanagan at the point. Flanagan along for Kurt. Back to Grace Flanagan. She has it left side. Dribbles it toward the top of the key. LeGrand, ball over the head. McDermott tried to get a hand on it. Couldn't quite get to it. That frees up Kurt. Cut off at the baseline. Over to Ware. Left of the foul line, LeGrand. Here it goes, Kurt. Right side. Three-pointer up and good! Grace Flanagan, good ball movement for North Lynn. And the 12th point on three-pointers for Grace Flanagan. A total of 14 here this evening. 5:23, third quarter, it's 30-25. Cascade answers with the three, and that's Jordan Simon. For the Lynx, LeGrand, two dribbles. Into the corner, Ware, quickly down low, toe. She got fouled before she went up with the shot.
Hey, I'm watching this offense that the Lynx are running, and they've got Ware running the baseline, and then they're crossing, and Ashley Toll cutting into the lane, and Ware's trying to hit her there on the short corner.
So Welter and Dolphin to check in for Cascade. Out of the ball game momentarily will be Rachel Trum. And let's see, I believe Jordan Simon. So here we go with McDermott at the point. Rutherford left side, that's Dolphin. Dolphin, ball off of Ware, back to McDermott. Three-pointer, Rutherford put it up, it's no good. Rebound to the North Lynn Lynx. In the backcourt, able to get it is Tull now, and Tull brings it back to Anna LeGrand. The 5'9 senior runs it at the point. Grace Flanagan looking in toward nobody home there. Ware and Tull trying to set up underneath. Let's go back and forth. Here's Kurt with it. Now LeGrand still working around the perimeter. The bounce pass, Kurt. Kurt got it to Ware, quickly down low to Tull, put it up and in. Give the assist to Emma Ware, give the points to Ashley Tull.
Yeah, the high-low, so from the high post to the low post, that was working well. Tull was a little far underneath the basket, but she was able to convert.
Dolphin, McDermott, Annie Ryan now. Rugberg quickly underneath McDermott, pumps once, put it up off balance, and it's in. The 5'5 sophomore didn't have much room to maneuver, but able to get it to go down. 3 minutes, 40 seconds left, third quarter, 32-30. Ball tapped, Ware will take it for three, it's up, that one's not good. The rebound, Welter got tangled up with Anna LeGrand, that's the jump ball. Possession arrow gives it to the Cougars. Cascade losses to North Lynn, Regina, and Trainer. Everybody always runs into Trainer, it seems like, at State. Trainer, yep. And Western Christian always seem to...
I think I had both of those games last year down in Des Moines.
Yeah, it was a public address. So if you... Oh, ball gets away, and it's going to be North Lynn basketball. And good defense. So, yeah, if you're down at the state tournament and you hear a voice that's similar to the one you're hearing now, chances are it is the same voice. Inside to Tall, and she got it. But right now, no answer for Cascade defensively, as you can tell Coach Brian Wheatley wants it in the hands of Ashley Tull, the senior. Rick Flanagan went for the steal. Can't get it yet. It's loose. Now they do. Coming away with it out of the scrum is Kurt. Kurt down the right side. She gets tripped up by Skylar Dolphin.
Yeah, and Ashley Tull was just doing it on both ends. She's the one who ended up with that loose ball on the other end on defense, and she's just really strong inside, having a great third quarter.
Coming up after this game, we'll have for you center pointer Urbana and North Scott. I see Philip Klett over there on the far side, and Doug Arnold.
Philip Klett, Sigourney grad, we're everywhere.
I just got to give your signature shout out.
Absolutely.
Now the Lynx turn the ball over. out front, and that's going to give it to Cascade. And the only shout out I can give to my alma mater is the Rockford Warriors. They lost in the regional final to this North Lynn team. North Lynn handled them pretty well. Up in the northern part of the state, North Lynn had to travel, reach the state tournament, and certainly has an opportunity to repeat a trip to the Wells Fargo Arena. For Cascade, this is Jordan Simon, down 34-30. Tap out right side, Simon. Simon, 50-foot jumper, bounces around a couple times, no good. Rebound, Grace Flanagan. Flanagan's got it. Tull helps set a pick forward near the midcourt area. Flanagan along for Kurt. Kurt now gets a little bit of a screen. LeGrand, she gets cut off defensively by Dolphin. Long Ranger, up good for Grace Flanagan again.
Grace Flanagan is feeling it. She's doing what Grace Flanagan does, and she's making those three-pointers in the...
Five threes, and here's a steal. Grace up ahead. Kurt lays it up good. A minute 59, and Coach Mike Sconza calls a timeout as North Lynn takes a 39-30 lead. A full timeout, and we'll step aside as well. This is girls high school basketball on KGYM.
Malpractice is a medical term, right? Actually, it's not. It's a plumber's word, a daycare in your home word. It means whatever you do for a living, if it goes wrong for somebody else, it can cost you big dollars. Luckily, professional liability insurance can save your bacon. And at Skogman Carlson Insurance, you have a person who will make it simple to get. Meet yours at youhaveaperson.com. Skogman Carlson Insurance, supported by Integrity Insurance.
Bob Bobbergear likes to act like he's just a regular guy, just like you and me. But who is the real Bob Bobbergear? Bob Bobbergear doesn't want you to know that when he breaks his iPhone, he throws it in the garbage and buys a new one. Throws it out and buys a new one. Ever heard of Digital Dock, Bob Bobbergear? They'll fix your broken iPhones or Samsung Galaxies for a fraction of the cost for replacing them. So who is the real Bob Bobbergear? Iowa can't afford to find out.
Paid for by the Friends of Digital Dock, Cedar Rapids, Iowa.
Ryan Schlater, Gina Rogers, minute 59, third quarter here on the North and South Gym. 107.5 and 106.3 FM. 39-30 with that score. And the Lynx starting to feel it a little bit. Cascade able to bring it across the timeline. And quickly hustling it all the way up to the basket. Annie Ryan missed a short-range one. Try to get the rebound. McDermott gets it into her hands. Out of the right side it goes again. Annie Ryan, she'll take the three. That one's no good. But the Cascade Cougars are right there for the rebound. Shoveled it over to Ruggenberg. She missed it underneath. And a jump ball called. Well, these officials definitely wait for it to play out before they call the jump ball.
Well, and good way to fight in there. The Cougars are fighting for those offensive boards. They're just not getting those shots to fall.
I believe these are state tournament crew officials. I mean, I've seen a couple of them before.
I know one of them officiates at state volleyball. I just saw him a few weeks ago.
There you go. Outside LeGrand for three. Not this time for North Lynn. Rebound Cascade. The outlet went right side. Annie Ryan. She's going to slow it up. Abby Ruggenberg. Now into the front court. McDermott for Ryan. Working that right side. Abby Ruggenberg, the 5'11 senior, gets it left. McDermott into the lane area. Wheels her way in. Shot up no good. Rebound. Heads out to Emma Ware. Ware gets it back as the ball deflected away. Still Northland basketball. Grace Flanagan out to Kurt. Here's Grace Flanagan, right side of the court. Now it's Sydney Burke. Burke tangled up by McDermott. Now with it, LeGrand works away all the way across the lane area. Puts it up with the right hand, no good. Up the hands of Burke, got it back, and she got tripped up and fouled.
Good patience by the Lynx there and just working the ball around looking for the open shot and then staying with it. You know, again, both teams doing a great job just staying with it. If they miss the shot, they don't give up on it. They keep working.
Jordan Simon, her second foul. Burke gets set for the free throw. Here it is. It is not good.
Okay, so that's an area that needs some focus for the Lynx is free throws.
It needs a lot of focus for all the teams. I think we've seen here. We've seen a lot of missed
It's something, something you can work on that you can definitely improve.
And practice it anywhere. Second one missed. Walter gets it for Cascade. 39-30 North Lynn, 20 seconds to play till the end of three. Going to the basket was Simon. She got tripped up on the play by, I believe, Burt, but the Cascade Cougar is able to get it back. And I mean tripped up, meaning good defense by North Lynn. Not this time. We have a foul underneath the basket on North Lynn. And they'll call it on Kylie Kurtz, the junior.
I was watching Jordan Simon there. I think she thought they were calling it on her. She, look on her face.
Long range shot with 3 seconds. It's good. Annie Ryan. Well, Cascade didn't waste much time and wanted to get it off before the horn and able to pull within 6 points at the end of three. Your score is North Lynn 39 and Cascade 33. This is girls high school basketball at KGYM.
The cozy warmth after coming in from a chilly pink-cheeked morning walk. The perfect man cave temperature to kick back and watch the big game. When the weather turns cold, a new Rheem heating system will surround your family in total comfort. Are you feeling it? Rheem, the new degree of comfort.
Feel the warmth this winter with a new home heating system installed by the local pros at Lynn's Heating and Air Conditioning. Call Lynn's today at 319-362-6435 or visit linsheatingandair.com.
First Federal Credit Union is proud to present Corridor High School Athletics. Even against the toughest opponent, First Federal Credit Union always believes it's possible. That goes for banking, too. We have solutions that are designed to help you succeed. For over 80 years, we have been providing solutions for families in the corridor. From great products to outstanding service, you will discover it is possible with First Federal Credit Union. Visit us at firstfedcu.com. First Federal Credit Union, member NCUA, equal housing lender.
Yeah, I played 39-33, so I was just chatting with one of our runners, Brenna Wen, who's now a co-student. She's been running some stats up for us here, and I used to play for North Lynn. That was kind of cool to see, but 39-33. Quarter to go, and Cascade trying to solidify things even more and try to find a way to work ahead of North Lynn. And for North Lynn, got to do what you're doing and keep going after it here. Cascade misses a shot at the end of three. The percentage is a little bit improved for North Lynn, thanks for some tall shots that got things rolling along. So here we go with Abby Flanagan. Tall got it inside, missed it. Where's there? And Weir picks up the garbage.
Second chance points.
41-33. Just starting to mention, shooting percentage in this game so far, 16-35 for North Lynn, 45.7, and 34.2 for Cascade. That's 13 of 38.
Starting to see a little bit of detecting just a little bit of frustration in the Cougars. They gotta keep their heads up and keep fighting. This is just a full possession game.
Cascade lost it out of bounds. We got Lynx now with it. Now we have a tie up and a foul. It's gonna be the fourth team foul on Cascade. We said a lot of tradition with the Cougars. They've had some state tournament teams from maybe some teams that folks didn't predict would make it, and then they had some that teams did predict and just couldn't finish the deal and make it to Des Moines, but certainly a great system in place, and you can't say enough about North Lynn as well and what Brian Wheatley has produced, especially at the younger level.
Now, and that's where it starts, is you gotta start and build them. Build young and keep the teams playing together, keep the kids playing together.
Traveling violation on Cascade, it'll go back to North Lynn, and that's exactly what you can say about Brian Wheatley. Knows the kids and community, knows what kind of program he likes to run, and well, what the expectations are. He came in at a time where North Lynn girls basketball just was not even close to where it needed to be after reaching the state tournament back in the late 1990s.
And here they are with a chance to maybe return. Northland loses it again. Let's get back to the action with 6:12 remaining fourth quarter. 41-33 in favor of the Lynx. Lynx do a little three-quarters press here. They get it to Jordan Simon. Broke that pressure. Take it down the sideline all the way to the baseline. Gets cut off there and fouled.
Yeah, good job by Jordan Simon. She had a couple steps on Ashley Tall and just kind of kept moving. Knew she was going to draw the foul. Two on Tall now.
So that's good news for North Lynn. Your team's leading scorer with 16 points unofficially with only a couple of fouls. And here's Ware. Got her hand in there and she stole it. Near the foul line area and brings it up into the front court. Grace Flanagan has it left side. Underneath the basket. That's an Ashley Tull couldn't quite get the roll.
She let out a big ah.
As did many of the North Lynn fans in attendance here today. One more game coming your way tonight. Center Pointer Band in North Scott, but we do want to thank our host, Coe College, and the organizers of Rivalry Saturday, including Scott Monk, the Maquoketa Valley head coach.
Yeah, everything here is first class. Everything I've seen, you know, from the help to the sweeping of the floor has been first class. Beautiful facility. Get a chance, come out and take a look.
Free throw is good for Ashley Tull. That time Tull tried to save it in bounds. She was already out. North Lynn has played in this rivalry Saturday five times. 2-3 Cascade. 4 previously. And they've never lost on rivalry Saturday. Long range three. Good. Abby Ruggeberg gets in the scoring book here in the second half. Her second three-pointer. And that's a timeout for Cascade. We'll keep it right here and let's kind of reset where we're at in this ball game with a score 43-36. 5.5 to play in the fourth quarter, Gina. And Mike Skonczyk calling a timeout. They need some stops and they need some points.
Yeah, and they need some enthusiasm. So little things that I watch that may not be obvious to all is during that timeout when the Lynx ran back to their huddle, they all jogged. They all ran back. And the Cougars walked slowly back to their huddle. So I think that was a well-timed timeout for the Cougars. They need to get some enthusiasm back. I just feel that they've got, I don't know if they're tired in the fourth quarter here or they're just feeling it slip away, but they need to keep that momentum up and they need to just keep hustling all the way through.
I think Coach Wheatley for North Lynn's going to keep looking for Ashley Tull.
I would.
He's not going to. His players are. And, you know, if that's open for the Flanagans, especially Grace, as hot as she is right now, still plenty of time to keep shooting those threes.
Yeah, you could start seeing some inside out or, you know, kicking it back out. That's a great option to have that they have there at North Lynn is, you know, you've got the outside game, you've got the inside game, so you can just really go with whatever's working for you on any given night.
Well, I have the score sheet, which allows for 5 3-point baskets per player. And the last few times I've covered a Grace Flanagan game, I've kind of gone over that, so I'm going to have to get a new score sheet,
yeah.
I think, every time I do North Lynn. Ball tapped out in the North Lynn front court. Abbott Flanagan to toss it inbounds. That she does to Tull. Tull out front. They'll get it back to the point. So here is Grace with it, sporting the number 23. Abby wears 33. LeGrand right in front of the bench now is Grace Flanagan. High post Ware. Quickly down Abby Flanagan. Inside Tull. Got it blocked away by Jordan Simon and out of bounds.
Good job by Jordan Simon to get a hand on that ball without getting her body. I mean, it's pretty tight quarters down there. So she did a good job getting all ball on that.
Each team with 5 fouls. So a few more to give before we shoot free throws for the remainder. Inbounds Grace Flanagan. Tull's got it. One hard dribble left baseline. Gets cut off. Back out front Grace Flanagan. Now it's Abby Flanagan. Kurt's got it. Gets her play in the air. Tull. Double team. Low block right side. Works her way out toward the 3-point line and she traveled. Turnover gives it to the Cougars. Well, maybe that timeout did solidify some defense because Cascade has certainly made some good plays on the Northland side of the basket.
Give them some time to just kind of catch their breath.
Well, they call the push on Grace Flanagan in the inbounds, intended for Jordan Simon. Ball's out of bounds, and get back at it.
2-2-1 press here for the Lynx.
Walter's got it. Annie Ryan now. Annie Ryan along for Abby Ruggeberg. Ryan at the point between the two circles. Tull tried to get a hand on it. She gets the steal. Up to Grace Flanagan. And the Cougar defense falls back. Grace Flanagan will walk it up the court. 43-36. Lynx leading the Cougars. 4:21 showing on the clock, fourth quarter. Here from the Cohawk Arena, Coe College in Cedar Rapids. On the pivot is Kylie Kurt. Inside Tull, turning, spinning, does not have the shot. Great defense by Ruggeberg and McDermott. But a foul is called near the three-point line as Abby got hit hard by Annie Ryan.
And you say, you know, you brought good defense by Ruggeberg and McDermott, and I saw Ryan getting there too, so actually Tull was triple-teamed at that point.
Tull's just trying to quick get a step on it, but Cascade trying to collapse, so now Northland maybe using the clock, looking for that good score. LeGrand, here's Grace Flanagan for three, not this time, underneath LeGrand. The rebound, she got tied up with Annie Ryan. And the jump ball, possession arrow to Cascade.
They're really seeing good balance out of this Cascade team, and that's what Coach Gonzalez told us before the game, is he expected that. But yeah, I'm looking down here, and you know, all their players are contributing in different ways.
Ball gets tapped away for a moment. Oh, looks like they have another jump ball. Doesn't take long.
Good job by the Lynx, getting deflections, getting hands in those passing lanes. Cougars back in that 2-3 zone.
43-36, North Lynn over Cascade. 3:41, fourth quarter for North Lynn. Abby Flanagan to LeGrand. Boy,
I think Simon got a hand on that.
Yeah, hand on that and deflects the shot. Fast break the other way. McDermott for two. That'll be your eighth point. And a quick foul in the corner. Grace Flanagan gets hurt. And she'll come over and shoot some free throws.
McDermott was just a little, had a little extra enthusiasm after making that shot and went for the ball, and they caught her trying to pick her pocket.
30-second timeout. Clock winds down. Still a two-possession game with Northland and Cascade. We've had some interesting contests that may turn a few heads here. Bellevue defeats Regina 39-29, so the 45-win regular season streak for Regina has now elapsed. And a big overtime game here at Springville to Panorama, who went 3 hours.
Be interesting to see how Iowa City Regina responds with Mary Crompton out. When we talked to Coach before the game, it sounds like it might be after Christmas before they see her again. So
there's a lot of uncertainty right now with Crompton, and bottom line is the game schedule's no change, so
right,
Regina's going to have to find a way to adjust and go without, whether it be a week, 2 weeks, or and beyond. Free throws made for Grace Flanagan. Free throws are going to be critical coming down the stretch. It's 45-38 Lynx, 3:23 fourth quarter. Cascade with possession of the basketball. Shooting at the basket to our left, Nicole McDermott. McDermott has it between the two circles. Out front, left side. She gets it back from the pass from Simon. Drives in. High arcer is up. No good. Ruggeberg got the ball, but it, over the back, foul will be called to the Lynx. And it's on Abby Flanagan. For Abby, that's her fourth foul.
And we're in the one-on-one, so we'll be shooting here on out, both teams.
Good for Abby Ruggeberg. Makes it 47-38. Wait.
Yeah, the official's checking on that right now.
Thought it was a little closer than that.
Brian Wheatley's kind of giving it the...
We just reel off the scores when we see it on the scoreboard. We don't remember it, but A second ago, it was a two-possession game because I remember it was a five-point game. Now all of a sudden, it's 11, I think, perhaps the home as a visitor. Then got tapped slightly.
They're checking with the official score, which would be Cascades. Since they're the home team, it would be their score. She's going back through what she has.
47-5 was the record between these two teams a year ago.
That's impressive.
Two of the best in Eastern Iowa. Each coach is in their 14th year.
They're still discussing down at the scorer's table. Now we've got two officials over there, Brian Wheatley and Coach Sconser over there as well, making the decision on scoreboard. They did make an adjustment, Ryan. Now they've got it to score 45-38, so it looks like they've given two extra points to the Lynx. They've now taken off the scoreboard. I see the official scorer nodding their head. Everybody's nodding their heads. Seems like we're in agreement.
45-38 is 45-39. Yeah. And that looks rational.
I agree.
We'll go back to our game broadcast, and we'll be able to start counting after it was a five-point deficit, then six. We're the closest thing we have for a replay right now for the officials.
Hopefully they did a nice Abby Ruggerberg. They did not.
Now Ruggerberg able to make the free throw. That makes it 45-40 again. Northland in the backcourt against the Cascade full court defense. Across the timeline, Kylie Kurt. Kurt has it. Skip the pass over to LeGrand. LeGrand's got it. And here's Grace Flanagan. She'll have it at the point. Against the Cascade zone defense. Well, now they're really coming after now. Kurt being defended out front. They tried a little trap pressure, and it's stolen away. Annie Ryan beats the defense there. She lays it up too hard. But for Cascade, underneath the basket, it was Trum that had it. Back it goes in the hands of Ryan. She puts it in. Makes it a 45-42 game with 2.5 to play. The Lynx clinging to the lead.
Yeah, and the Cougars are all over them.
Timeout, and it's going to be a full timeout. We'll take a timeout. Well, it is North Lynn leading by three. We're back after this. You're listening to girls high school basketball on KGYM.
Is Iowa spicy or mild? A question that has begged an answer since there was an Iowa. Popeye's Louisiana Kitchen restaurants are giving you a chance to weigh in on the great Iowa chicken debate. Visit your local Eastern Iowa Popeye's polling station. Vote for mild or spicy and get registered to win great spicy or mild prizes. This fall, take a break from politics and cast a ballot for yummy at Popeye's. Popeye's Louisiana Kitchen, where down home yummy lives, across from Coral Ridge Mall and in CR on Blair's Ferry in Edgewood.
The boys' basketball campaign begins with a pair of basketball heavyweights colliding this Monday night. Hi, this is Scott Unash. Join Phil Dunneby Monday at 7:30 on 1600 AM as the Kennedy Cougars host Dubuque Waller. This is a non-conference battle to start the season between teams with big-time pedigrees and looking once again for big things this season. That's boys' basketball presented by First Federal Credit Union, Dubuque Waller to Kennedy. Monday night at 7:30 on 1600 AM, the main gym, KGYN.
Brian Schlater, Gina Rogers, a one-possession game, 45-42, with 2 minutes and 25 seconds to play. It is the Lynx leading it and with possession. Getting to the basket to our right. Tough defense again by Cascade. Abby Flanagan along for Grace Flanagan as they play keep away. Low pass, but it's grabbed by Abby Flanagan. Gets tangled up, able to dribble out of traffic. Puskonza wanted a double dribble, not going to get the call. The Lynx continue good ball movement. Abby Flanagan left side. Cascade all over and quickly coming in for the trap pressure applied. A minute 52 left in the fourth. Now we got a quick whistle. It looks like Cascade commits the foul. I think that's on Jordan Simon.
Doesn't look like that's what Coach Gonzo was looking for. A little bit of exasperation in his body language there.
Abby Flanagan makes the free throw, and that is going to be a four-point lead now for North Lynn. Big one here. No good. Rebound out Rachel Trum. Ball got tapped out there, but it's still Cascade ball.
No pressure from the Lynx here. They've dropped back to their 2-3 zone.
All kinds of time left. Minute 40. McDermott out to the right side. It goes Simon now. Simon to Trum, right side. Running shot is left short. Rebound to Tull. Get some help from Flanagan. That's Grace Flanagan to Tull. Tull across the half-court line. And avoids the defense. Now it's Kurt with a minute 20. 46-42 Lynx. Tangled up is Kurt. Got called for the foul. Did Annie Ryan.
Yeah, she was really saying, no, no, I got the ball, I got the ball. And the official was right there. He's like, no, you got her arm. So she had the right idea. Just got to be careful. When you get him, a lot of times when you get him stuck in that trap, the kids want to just go after that ball. And sometimes you just hold the trap and seal it tight, you're better off.
Oh, and the free throw missed by Kurt. Score remains 46-42. So for Cascade. McDermott gets a low block, and she puts it up and in. Boy, she snuck in behind LeGrand and got the pass and put it up and good. And it's 46-44 with 1 minute to play. Timeout for Cascade.
One possession game. Excellent job by the Cougars just chipping away, getting back into this and being patient. There, I also think that they, when they turned on the defense down here, that's really made a difference. And they've got some turnovers and some missed free throws by the Lynx getting the ball back.
So now we get to the nitty-gritty.
All comes down to, if you're the Cougars, you got to go for the ball. You got to have the ball, look to create turnovers. If you're the Lynx, you're looking to take care of the ball and making them come after you, making them foul you, and then it's your job to step up and make your free throws. You got to put points on the board when there's no time coming off the clock.
The Union has North Lynn listed as the number one ranked team in Class 2A. Regina, the number two team, went down to defeat tonight by a Bellevue, the number seven ranked team, so we could be seeing some big changes. Cascade currently ranked number 11. As you said, it's early. Sometimes these rankings just give fodder for broadcasters and fans and stuff.
Yep.
Still early on of the season and plenty of basketball, but a great game here at Coe College. It's 46-44 in favor of North Lynn. The Lynx bring it across. That's Anna LeGrand. She's getting trapped. She floats it over to Tull right in front of her. And now here's Abby Flanagan with 45 seconds. Flanagan covers up the ball. Got tangled up in a timeout for Brian Wheatley. And timeout's starting to dwindle a bit. He'll take a 30-second timeout. Boy, you know, if you're North Lynn, it's one thing to play keep away, but the way free throw shooting has been for
That's
this
right.
team, I'd almost have to take a shot.
And if the scoreboard is right, each team has got one timeout left. I'm not sure if they're full or 30s. The foul situation is the Cascade Cougars have got 9 fouls. The Northland Lynx with 7.
North Lynn, a victory over Albernette, 73-21. Cascade defeated Northeast, 64-21. This is only the second game of the season. One of these two good teams will go down to defeat, but who will it be? North Lynn up by 2 with 35 seconds. They have possession. The trap applied, and we see Grace Flanagan get fouled.
Yep, and Jordan Simon just, again, turned to the ref. Oh! Really trying to seal that trap without reaching for the ball and getting an arm.
It's credit North Lynn. They're not panicking right there. You know, there are some officials that are going to let that go and not get a foul. Oh, and the free throw is missed.
It's a point of emphasis for me. As Ryan has said, if you listen to our broadcasts over the years, you know that free throws are important. It's a simple concept. Makes a big difference, especially at this point of the game.
46-44 North Lynn, 31.2 shown on the clock. One more free throw remaining, and that one is right through for Grace Flanagan. Grace has 20 points. The three-point lead for the Lynx as the Cascade Cougars bring it up. It's Dolphin that has it. It's into the ball game. Now Nicole McDermott. She backpedals as some screens are set up left and right side. Annie Ryan takes a long three. No good. The rebound comes out to toe to Grace Flanagan. Up ahead to Abby Flanagan. Tries to beat the defense there. And she got fouled from behind and will go to the free throw line with 6.6.
That last possession, Ryan, was the first time we've seen the Lynx come out of their 2-3 zone. They were playing a man. So that's going to be two shots because that's the 10th foul. Even if they're calling it on the floor. That's five fouls, I believe, for Jordan Simon.
Wow. They were off to the races there in Cascade, hustling down. And Heavy Flanagan was just so deliberate in her dribble to make sure she just hung onto it and got close to the basket. Free throw up and good. Makes it a 48-44 game, just under 7 seconds.
So that free throw was big, made it two possessions.
North Lynn sags off the line as the second one is good. And we'll see Brian Wheatley utilize his last timeout.
Says, whatever I've got.
He's going to use his last timeout and just remind his kids what's at stake. Again, they need two possessions. You'll want to at least stay in front of Cascade, but don't let him get a score within 2 seconds.
Yeah, and try not to foul.
Don't do anything silly.
I think we'll see him come out again in a man. I don't think they'll go back to their zone. I think they'll play man. I think they'll, look to defend. Don't give him anything easy. But then again, if it's a wide open layup, it doesn't make a whole lot of sense to slide over and foul. And then, if you let him make the shot, then it's your job to take care of the ball. Good. Both teams really hustling here all the way down to the stretch in the fourth quarter. Cascade hustles out.
Total length of the court to go, and the length. Well, the length will. They're going to guard the inbounds a little bit there, full court, to make Cascade to earn it here, but try not to commit the foul. All the way down, McDermott shovels it back out front. Ritterberg at the horn for three. No good, and the game has come to an end. And North Lynn comes away a hard fought and a hard-earned victory. They got it here tonight by the final score of 49-44. Cascade would not make it easy for them. Rounded effort for the Cougars as well. The Tri-Rivers Conference North Lynn Lynx come out with the victory here against a team that they've commonly played throughout the years, and win by five here tonight at Coe College. All right, we'll give you the numbers here and tell you what we saw here in this North Lynn victory. They'll get it over Cascade by five. This is girls high school basketball on KGYM.
O'Reilly. Top off your cooling system during the 5-day sale at O'Reilly Auto Parts with Peak Long Life Premixed Antifreeze on sale for $5.99 a gallon after mail-in rebate. Protect against damaging rust and corrosion with Peak Long Life Premixed Antifreeze for $5.99 a gallon at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for some straight talk. Greeny, you love your phone, don't you?
I'm updating my fantasy roster on it as we speak.
But I'm guessing you don't love your pricey wireless plan, what with all the mystery fees and data overages every month.
Oh, you got that right.
What if I told you that you could keep that phone you love, but pay a whole lot less every month?
Well, I'm in.
With Straight Talk Wireless, you can actually keep your same phone, your same number, even your same network, but for a whole lot less than you're paying right now. kind of like getting a number one starting quarterback
for the price of a backup kicker.
Steal of the draft.
Bring your own phone to Straight Talk Wireless. Our unlimited plan with 10 gigabytes at high speed, then 2G, is just $45 a month, with nationwide coverage on America's largest, most dependable 4G LTE networks. Straight Talk Wireless. Only at Walmart. Savings may vary. A month equals 30 days. Please refer always to the latest terms and conditions of service at straighttalk.com.
We alarm our houses, and we alarm our cars. But when it comes to your personal information, it can be tough to know when something isn't right. That's where Discover Card can help. Now, we'll send you an alert if we find your social security number on any one of thousands of risky websites. And this service is free for card members. Just sign up online. It's our way of looking out for you, not just your account. Learn more at discover.com/freealerts. Limitations apply.
Northland gets by Cascade 49-44. Northland improves to 2-0 in the season. Cascade falls to 1-1. Taking a look at the numbers here, Northland led Cascade 13-9 at the end of the first, and then led at half 23-22. It was 39-33, Northland over Cascade at the end of the third quarter. And then the fourth here, very competitive down the stretch, but Northland just a little bit more to come out with the victory. Leading scorers for Northland, it was Grace Flanagan, 20 points, including 5 of 9 from outside the arc, 6 of 11 overall. Ashley Tull, 18 points, including 8 of 11 from the field. Tull also with 8 rebounds. Anna LeGrand, no points, but I need to note she had 9 rebounds in the game. 7 for Abby Flanagan, including 3 rebounds. Not a lot of shots today, 1 of 5 shooting the ball. Emma Ware had 2 today, and Kylie Kurt with 2 points. For Cascade, 3 players in double figures. Annie Ryan had 19 points, 10 for Nicole McDermott, 10 points for Abby Ruggeberg, who also had 8 rebounds in the ballgame, 5 for Jordan Simon. Other Cascade players that saw some action, Rachel Trum, Skylar Dolphin, Zoe Ryan, Robin Takis, and Abby Welter for Northland. Other players that saw some time but did not score, along with LeGrand, was Hannah Bridgewater, Sydney Burke, and Jenna Gallery. Your field goal percentages overall, 41.5%, 17 of 41 was Northland, compared to 34% for Cascade, 17 of 50. Rebounds, Northland had the edge, 49-44. And the turnover situation, both with 17, 14 steals for Northland compared to 7 for Cascade. We talked about free throws, and in this game, Cascade was 4 of 7, 57.1%, and Northland 9 of 19, 47.4%, which almost bit them down the stretch, but just enough to make it down here. And hey, we didn't say this game was going to be easy for either team, and it wasn't, but Northland prevailed, Gina.
Exciting thing. One stat I want to call is both teams had 17 turnovers. That's something both coaches are going to want to fix as we move forward. Big one that I see for Northland is they had 14 steals, and 5 for Grace Flanagan and 4 for Ashley Tull. Those are big. That's big, and that's something that's, I think, definitely a strength for the Lynx.
All right, so we've got plenty more coming up, 4 more quarters at least of basketball. We've been bringing you a game since early afternoon with Bellevue and Regina. And again, in case you just tuned in for some scores that we had here, games that we didn't broadcast but took place here, Garrigan defeated Van Buren 71-53, Maquoketa Valley over MFL Marmac 50-37, Bellevue defeated Regina 39-29, it was Iowa City West over Davenport Assumption 60-48, Springville in overtime over Panorama 65-53, all 12-0 was basically the overtime score, so Springville recently owned that overtime. Marion defeated Linmar 61-16, and Northland getting by Cascade by the score of 49-44. Well, Gina and I will get an opportunity to catch up with you a few times throughout the season. Do want to thank KG Wild and Scott Unash for this opportunity. Known Scott for a long time and been
known each other throughout the years and colleagues throughout in this business, and glad to get the opportunity to bring some area high school basketball to you. And Scott and Steve Dozier are going to take you down the home stretch here with Centerpoint Urbana and North Scott. It's coming your way next. For in-studio producer Jeff Downing, who's been with us throughout the afternoon, and for Gina Rogers, I'm Ryan Schlater. Good afternoon from, well, I guess it is evening now. Good evening from Cole College in Cedar Rapids. Scott and Steve coming up next on KGYM.